Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, this time of year, investors sometimes get a little worried about what happens on financial markets. Some more on a Christian way of thinking about finances today. Let's talk about banks and interest rates. Early this month, the Reserve Bank left interest rates on a record low level, 1.5%. But early last month, several big banks increased variable mortgage rates independent of the Reserve Bank. House prices have been falling at the top end, and overseas in the US, interest rates are on the rise. We might be asking if this is a time to think about whether something big is about to happen. Darren Lordenbach from God's Money Matters is a property investment and cash flow expert. He has more than 30 years as a financial planner who these days has a passion for helping Christians master their money rather than being mastered by it. Darren is back on the line with us from Canberra. Hello, Darren. Welcome back to 2020.
Hi, Neil. Thanks again for having me. It's great to be back on the show.
Well, Darren, if we're going to talk things like interest rates and banks, let me ask you, first of all, for impressions about what sort of effects have been on the banks with the Banking Royal Commission. They've been under lots of pressure, and no doubt regulators will have them in their sights. What are your thoughts about effects of the Banking Royal Commission?
Yeah, well, clearly the banks have done the wrong thing, and and you know they haven't done it to everyone, so I think that's one of the problems. Is we sense the fact that everyone's been ripped off, and we should keep away from the banks. I mean, the banks do provide a very good service to the community, but there's clearly some areas where they've done the wrong thing, and they should be called to account. So I think it's the Royal Commission is good, and I hope the pendulum doesn't swing too far so that it restricts banking too much. I think even the Reserve Bank governor is concerned about that. So yeah, that's my only concern, is that the pendulum will swing too far. I've seen these things before, Neil. You know, having 30 years in financial planning, we've seen different things where things have gone a little wrong for some people in the community, and the regulators have come in and just completely. Really hammered the industry to the point of being detrimental to the community.
Confidence is everything, isn't it? Because if the banks are in trouble, some will say, we'll hold off now from our borrowings, our investments, and that does affect things economically. So I imagine that that confidence in the banks is necessary, and no doubt when there is a process that's gone through and the banks have been punished for their wrongdoings, confidence can return. In the meantime, does that mean that we ought to be a little bit jittery? I think I can hear you say, no, this is not a time to get jittery, just appreciate the fact that we've got a good banking industry. Is that the way you're seeing it?
Well, we do have a good banking industry on the whole, and our banking industry has been well regulated in the past, and our banks generally do the right thing by most people. And they provide, as I say, an essential service to businesses and lending business money so we can grow businesses and employ more Australians, and so that mums and dads, you know, we can go and borrow money and buy homes and do that type of thing. So on the whole, they provide a very good service. But it is one of these things with human behaviour. There's greed and fear in everything, and unfortunately, there's been too much greed. And as a Christian, I find that offensive. I think that there's been some terrible things that the banks have done, and they need to and are being held account to that, which is great. But the problem with that also is that at the same time, it does affect us in our ability to be able to borrow money. So I know recently that there's been a significant increase in the number of mortgages that have been rejected. So applications have gone in, and people are finding that their applications have not been accepted. And the banks have kind of gone over the top now with their compliance and regime, and therefore people are finding it quite hard to borrow money at the moment.
Okay, so the banks tightening things up and not lending money so freely, but that may be closing the door on some of those areas that were risky behaviour, and that's what the government wants to stamp out, isn't it? The idea is that the banking industry might be pursuing risky behaviours, so there's probably a positive in that as well?
Yeah, there is, but I think it can be go too far, and again, it can be headline grabbing. Let me give you an example. I believe the other day that one of our major banks was called to account in court over their lending practices. And in fact, my understanding is that it was thrown out because what they basically the court decided was that there was no evidence that their lending practices had actually caused anybody any issues. Now, let me give you some numbers on that. Apparently, what they were saying is they were using the default rate as evidence that banks have been overstretching their customers. So, in other words, they've been lending too much money to people and been too free with lending the money. So if that's been the case, then the evidence would be that there'll be high default rates where people are not paying their mortgages because they've lent too much beyond their means. And the evidence simply isn't there. And so I'm not saying that they've done the right thing, but it's interesting to hear that, you know, where a court of law has said, well, actually, we can't find evidence to see that this particular bank has done the wrong thing.
Okay, let's move on, talk about some of the strange happenings around interest rates, because the Reserve Bank's left interest rates at record lows, but there are interest rate rises in the US. The whole issue with the way the world reacts when things change in the US, does that affect us here?
Yeah, it does affect us a little bit, and that's why we've seen a little bit of cost of funding increases recently, and obviously we've seen the Australian dollar drop against the US dollar. So those things do affect us. So interest rates have risen, as you've said rightly. The interesting thing is that the Federal Reserve has said, the US Federal Reserve has said that they want to cap how far this goes. Now, they can't always, you know, exactly do that. Well, they can, but you know, there's a sense of what they're saying is, hey, this is how far we'd like to go. This is the top of where we'd like to go as far as interest rates are concerned. And the very top apparently is about 2.75 to 3%. Now, at the moment, the latest I've seen is that the rates over there are 2.25%. So we're getting close to the top range of that.
Okay.
Which could mean once they get to the top of that range, that we might see the Australian dollar strengthen again. There's a consequence there, and we might find that the banks will hold off on any further increases that are not part of our Reserve Bank's increases. But certainly the Federal Reserve has a kind of a target that they're aiming towards getting to a maximum target, and that's a good thing to understand.
So we mentioned that some banking interest rates have been on the rise, even though the Reserve Bank left the cash rate at record low, 1.5%, but the banks have been moving their rates up on their own. The other side of that, too, of course, is this idea of adjusting savings account interest rates down. What are your thoughts for perhaps banking and the idea of adjusting interest rates all in favour of the bank alone?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, obviously, cost of funding means that they're looking at margins. So there's two ways in which obviously they can make more money. They can charge more for interest on loans, and they can give out less interest. So they're trying to create a margin there, and that's a balance between that may be a balance between how they're getting the cost of their funds. So if their funds increase significantly as far as getting funds to lend has increased significantly, then they can add a bit of that to the loans. But another way they can do that might be more palatable to some of their customers, because remember, they're a marketing organisation as well, and they're trying to drive business to them, is to give a little bit less on savings rates. And that affects less Australians probably than, my guess would be less Australians would be affected by that than those on the mortgage rate. So it's a bit of a game play for them to say, well, okay, where are we going to have the least amount of grief? And unfortunately, that does mean for those people who are, use the word loosely, invested in cash, so mainly retirees, will suffer from that. And that's disappointing. And those retirees who are listening who are invested in cash, I'd really encourage them to get probably better educated about investments and have less in cash is what I would suggest they think about.
Okay. Well, as these things are happening and changing, and they're happening every day, not just on a day we're talking about it today, but if you're looking forward to the end of 2018 into 2019, Darren, and thinking, you're at a point where you do need to invest, Of course, along with investment comes risk. Along with the risk may come financial stress. What sort of things can you do to perhaps avoid some stresses? Is there a Christian principle or any way that as Christian investors we ought to be thinking about how we invest so that we minimise some stress and yet we don't minimise the profitability of investments we might make?
Yes, certainly, Neil. I think the fundamental thing that I teach people is, you know, the first place to invest, if you like, is your vocational education. So, you know, learn to earn. Once you start earning, then the second thing you should invest in is your ability to understand financial matters. So you invest in your financial education. And that's why God's Money Matters website's there. It's got truckloads of information around money management. The next thing is to have some cash. Next is looking at shares and property as investments. So there's the number one way to kind of get rid of some of the stress is to get education. So let me give you an example. Because I've spent so much time educating myself in these markets, and it's not necessarily from the education I've received from the industry, it's my own education and what I've looked at from the Bible and other things, is that when the markets go down, if I've got money to invest, that's when I invest. Now, what I've found in my experience is that's where most people get out.
Okay.
So we've got to do the opposite to what, you know, is intuitive for us, but we can only do that with education, good quality education. And so that's number one. So we really do need to, I don't think we've got an excuse here, we need to spend a little bit of time working on managing the state of our flocks, as it says in the Old Testament. You know, we should know the state of our flocks. And the state of our flocks in today's terminology is, you know, where's my money? What am I doing with it? And am I making it work hard for me?
Okay, so we're talking about here as a principle of Christian stewardship when it comes to investment and all of our finances, get informed, get educated, understand the science of money in that sense. Let me point people to your website, Darren, godsmoneymatters.com. There's also a website in which people can participate in some webinars, propertycashflow.com.au, webinars that are running three times a day, 12, noon, 6 and 9 p.m. daylight savings time, and you're in Canberra, so those in different time zones might like to do their own maths on the times, but propertycashflow.com.au. Darren Lordenback from God's Money Matters. Darren, thanks so much for taking some time to share your thoughts with us today on 2020.
Thanks once again, Neil.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.